Joining me right now, the senior senator from the state of Texas, U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Chad. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you back. Let's start off by talking about what happened yesterday. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder grilled by yourself, Senator Cruz, and a few other folks as well. This all, you know, is because of the Tea Party organizations that were targeted by the IRS, correct?
That's right. Well, that's, you know, I have zero confidence in the Attorney General, and that's why I've asked for his resignation. But, yeah, yesterday we were talking specifically about the investigation of the IRS targeting of Tea Party and other conservative groups, and he didn't give me much comfort, but he did give me one little nugget, which was to the effect that this report that there would be no criminal charges, even though the investigation is ongoing. He said that was not the case. All options were still on the table, although my confidence level in the Attorney General and the Department of Justice is pretty close to zero.
But, I was about to ask. I mean, do you really think anything's going to come out of this? The folks running this this investigation are Obama supporters.
Right.
I mean, are they really going to turn against the United States government here and say, oh yeah, the IRS really screwed up here. Sorry, Mr. President. We know we're big donors to you, that we supported you. We're going to talk bad about you now. Do we really expect that to happen?
Well, I share your skepticism, Chad, but where I do think that we will ultimately get to the bottom of this is that the House of Representatives, which of course is in Republican hands, particularly Darrell Issa and his committee over there, who have subpoena power and who can compel the appearance of witnesses. Of course, that's where Lois Lerner took the Fifth Amendment, that they're not going to give up, nor... And I would say there is a continuing bipartisan investigation occurring in the United States Senate. It's not making a lot of headlines, but it's ongoing, and we're not going to give up until we get to the bottom of it.
What do you think is the best outcome right now from this investigation?
Well, of course, what we'd like to have is some accountability. I mean, this didn't just happen. The idea was that this is some rogue agents in a Cincinnati field office, and we've learned that that's not true. I mean, this reminds me, like so many other stories we've heard from Benghazi to Fast and Furious, that the initial talking points proved not to reflect the reality. And it's clear that the president and his allies are trying to silence voices on the right, and an effort to try to salvage this election in November. The thing that this president is most worried about now is losing the Senate majority in November and having a Republican majority in the House and the Senate the last 2 years of his presidency. That's his nightmare.
Visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn here on the program, we're discussing yesterday the grilling of Eric Holder, and this all revolving around the IRS targeting of Tea Party groups out there. When you look at Eric Holder in the Department of Justice right now, and you brought up targeting of those on the right, targeting of conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, we learned that subpoenas had gone out even to a conservative filmmaker out there, and there were some folks who went, huh, is the Department of Justice doing payback, revenge? Is that something that you're looking at right now as possibly happening?
Well, I'm convinced that this Department of Justice is the most political Department of Justice in certainly in my memory, maybe in history, and it's basically a political arm of the Obama White House. I mean, you see what Eric Holder's doing in Texas, for example, challenging the voter ID law that was passed by the Texas legislature, which a similar law was upheld previously as constitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States, but that's not good enough for Eric Holder. So he sees some political advantage to stirring this issue up and impeding the implementation of that law. And this is very consistent with his whole approach. It's all about politics, and it's not about the law.
Do you see any way possible that Eric Holder loses his job? Because I know there are a lot of us out there who look at all these scandals that have gone on with the Department of Justice, and we look at Eric Holder and go, how do you still have a job? How are you still the Attorney General of this country?
Well, I've called for his resignation, and this was much earlier on about the Fast and Furious scandal, for which he claimed executive privilege, and he was backed up by his boss, President Obama. So that's now being litigated in court, and unfortunately that takes some time. So, you know, the president said he has confidence in the Attorney General, and of course he's the one that can make that call, but I must say he may be the last person in America that still has confidence in this Attorney General.
Visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Before we let you go, of course, we want to touch on just a little bit of the State of the Union. What were your overall thoughts on the State of the Union?
Well, I can think of a lot of other places I would have rather been that night. but I felt
a lot of Americans agree with you. It was the lowest rated State of the Union in recent history, wasn't it?
It was, and I felt sort of like you know, the Bill Murray movie Groundhog Day. This is here he is again making all these promises and assertions that he can't deliver on. And so while I think he dialed back a little bit of this, I have a pen and I have a phone and I'm going to go it alone, because most Americans realize he can't do that under our Constitution. He still, I think, is in a full of a political mode. Again, Chad, I think the thing that this president worries about the most is November 2014 and the day of accountability that's going to come, and the likelihood, I think, at this point that Republicans are going to regain the majority of the Senate, and along with our with the House, this is how we can mitigate the most harm and how we can check his assertion of executive power in the most effective way during the last 2 years of his presidency.
How can Republicans win the argument and win back the Senate, in your opinion?
Well, I think we need to not only point out that this president and this exercise or experiment in big government has been an epic failure, and the exhibit number one is Obamacare. And then we have to make the case that we have a better way. And, of course, it's easy for me, coming from Texas, to point to the successes we've had in Texas, in the energy sector, and just in recognizing that you can't be the enemy of the job creator and expect job creation to occur. And we've got this great laboratory of democracy known as the states, and good examples of policies that actually work. And we know now what doesn't work, and my hope is that our candidates and our elected officials can make that case to the American people effectively. And now people have sort of been to the circus, and they've seen what happens with these big government schemes. Maybe then we'll be able to make that case effectively, that this is really a better way to pursue the American dream and to have the kind of opportunity and job creation that we all want.
Before we let you go, visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn, immigration obviously going to be a topic here in the next few weeks, already a topic. The president mentioned it during his State of the Union address. House Republicans are expected to lay out some guiding principles, including a path to legal status, not citizenship, but to legal status. Mm-hmm. Number one, where do you think immigration needs to go, the debate on immigration? Number two, do you think we even need to be having this debate, as far as Republicans go, in a very important midterm election?
Well, to your last point, Chad, I'm very skeptical that anything's going to happen between now and November, other than to change the subject from Obamacare, which I honestly don't think is advantageous to us between now and November, to engage in a divisive discussion about immigration. So I am one of those who believes that the status quo is unacceptable, and we do need to fix it. So I do think that what the House is discussing is constructive, although I'm certainly not going to sign on to what they're coming up with without seeing it myself. But I don't believe that the status quo is acceptable, but I agree with you that it's not something that's going to happen between now and November. But what I would prefer is for us to have this discussion in earnest when Republicans are in the majority in the Senate and in the House, and then we can control the bills that go across the floor and look for areas where we can achieve some consensus, but particularly starting with border security and enforcement. That's got to happen before we're going to get any public confidence in the federal government's ability to deal with this.
Yeah, it just seems to me Republicans have a great winning argument right now if they just stick with it and getting into a fight among each other about immigration won't do anything good, I think, for Republicans going into 2014.
I'm with you on that, Chad.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn, I appreciate your time today, and we'll visit with you again later down the road.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.